I like when things are solved, Bill.
Sure, of course.
It's hard for me to sleep when things are left undone. And a top terrorist suspect in the Paris attacks has been caught in Brussels. And we go live to London right now. ABC News correspondent Tom Rivers is standing by. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good. This is big news. The top terrorist was caught, and reports say he has been wounded. Is that true?
Yeah, the police say he was shot in the leg, and, you know, that's good. And the hope is, the authorities hope that he will talk, maybe not initially, but at some stage talk, and expand upon the network of ISIS, his contacts, influence, all of those things. So, yes, a very good day indeed, although it's taken just over 4 months to get here.
Yeah. Tom, if you could, because I don't want to mispronounce his name, give us the name pronunciation and what we know about him so far.
Yeah, Salah Abdeslam. And he's a French citizen, but born and raised in Brussels. His parents came over from Morocco. And there's kind of a large North African community in this Molenbeek neighborhood of Brussels, northern part. And it's interesting, this particular, you know, they found the fingerprints from him in a southern suburb on Tuesday. This particular raid today took place literally yards away from the family home in Molenbeek. So a very tight-knit area. And it really begs the question that, Lordy, it looks like he had a heck of a support system, because he's able to just hang out and find safe homes in Brussels over the past, four months.
Well, it looks like he had a lot of bravado, too, to be so close to the family home. You would think that you would wander a little farther away as to not to be caught.
Well, I think, we haven't nailed it down yet, but if he was, in fact, one of the two that escaped on Tuesday after there was a gun battle with police then, you probably didn't have a whole lot of choices, and for whatever reason, this might have been the only option, and yes, it was literally back to his old neighborhood.
Do we know much about any terrorist affiliations he's had in the past at this point, Tom?
Most of these guys, and looking at the individuals that killed themselves in Paris in November, had criminal records, but more light kind of criminality. Not heavy-duty stuff. But whatever, there seemed to be a heck of a radicalization process going on, for instance, in Brussels, and certainly in parts of Paris as well, to turn these guys.
All right, so Salah Abdeslam was wounded and detained in Brussels. He is the suspected top terrorist in those Paris attacks back in November 13th. Any other people found in that place of residence? Are they still trying to get anyone else out, or have they found just one person there?
Yeah, they said there's another person that is wounded, and eyewitness accounts. They're holding a presser right now, and they may have answered this one. But there's another individual that was spotted in a white hoodie that was being put into an unmarked police car. So maybe that person is in custody as well. But we'll find out shortly on that score. But they say that a second person certainly was wounded.
I don't know what the process is like exactly, Tom, but now that they have him, how long do we expect it to take until this would go to some sort of trial?
Oh, this will go pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Fairly quickly, because this is a very special case.
Yeah.
And they've been chasing this guy for a long period of time. Think back to just after the attacks in Paris. He got to the border. It was before they had names and people to look out for, so he, passed his papers over, his documentation. They said, go on through. So he went into Belgium, and the trail went cold at that stage of the game. But, yes, he was the one who rented a car that the team out at the stadium, the France National Stadium up in the northern part by Charles de Gaulle, had used. Also, his name was on a rental car down at the Bataclan Theater as well. So specifically, was he a facilitator? Like that. Remember, there was also a suicide vest that was discarded considerably after the fact they found it. Was that his? Question mark. We don't know. Did it not go off? Did he decide not to use it? Whatever. But there's going to be a slew of questions.
All right. Yeah, it took us 4 months, but the bottom line is we got him. And
that's good news.
That's totally good news.
The reaction out of Paris right now, Tom, do we have that yet?
Yeah, well, again, France Hollande is in Brussels right now. They're talking about the migrant problem there. It's a crisis meeting, but he has popped out of that summit. And he's saying, yes, it's very good news indeed. Without going again into the intelligence details, saying that, yes, there was something that tipped off the authorities, because this was a joint French and Belgian operation, police operation. So they cottoned on to something, and maybe a phone communication, who knows, a text, whatever. But they were working together to get this guy as quickly as they possibly could.
And how far is it? Isn't Brussels sort of close to Paris?
Yeah, it's very close. It's like an hour on the train. So it's very close indeed.
So he didn't go very far.
He did not go very far. He really didn't. And a fairly young guy, right? Is he somewhere
26.
In his mid-20s? Yeah, 26. Yeah.
26, yeah. I guess, the thinking is as well, would you? And again, there were stories, maybe he's gone to Syria, whatever. Might be, in his mind, was wise if he had this support structure to stay, fairly close to home and in a safe house and to keep a low profile. And maybe at some stage try to venture out, but we'll find out all those answers in the coming days.
Tom, we appreciate it. We appreciate the report. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Take care.
Thanks so
Tom
much.
Tom Rivers of ABC News filling
him.
Us in. Yeah, he does a nice job, doesn't he? Telling us about the capture of Salah Abdeslam, one of the chiefs. Well, you have to say suspect still at this point in the Paris attacks of last year that killed, I want to say, 130 people, roughly 130 people. So that's very, very good news coming out of Brussels today. We will take a quick break, and then we have a little bit more for you before Rowan Anna take over. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.